It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus is on Jimmy Fallon last night and opened up how she's dealing and coping with losing her home in the Malibu wildfires.
To have that taken away is really shocking and devastating, but the things that I've learned from this experience, it definitely doesn't make, you know, when you remember things that you loved and lost, and whether it's photos or old Elvis records or something my dad's given me, it doesn't make it easier. But being able to go back and rebuild this together, you know, be stronger together, really get to live that out, it's given a really beautiful light at the end of something pretty dark.
She then later opened up about her parents' favorite activity to do together.
My mom's a big stoner. She smokes more pot than anyone that I know. And like, you know, I'll call her on the phone and she'll say, I gotta go, you know, I got something real important I gotta get to. And I'm like, I know there's a doobie on your lap, just show me. And she's like, okay, I gotta go smoke this with your dad. Actually, it's very sweet. They smoke together and they play with these hummingbirds. And they've named them all, and that's like their little magic time is smoking weed and naming hummingbird.
All right, well, that's what Billy Ray does at this time nowadays when he's not doing the watermelon crawl. Okay.
Julie Andrews' granddaughter, Katie Edwards, claims that she had an affair with Dax Shepard 2 years after he started dating Kristen Bell. The former model told the Daily Mail in an interview that she bumped into the actor at a party in Hollywood in late 2009 after meeting him 4 years earlier. She said there was a photo booth at the party, and that's where things started.
I was house-sitting for a girlfriend of mine in Hollywood, and there was a party. And he was there. And there was a photo booth. And he threw me into this photo booth with him. And it was kind of like this makeout session in this photo booth.
Nice.
They then went to a friend's house where they flipped pancakes, and Edward shared photos to the newspaper of herself and Shepard making out in the photo booth. Shepard denied the claims on Instagram, writing, "Hey, Daily Mail, that photo is 13 years old, not 9. Also, Katie has sold many stories to tabloids about Matthew Perry, Jack Osborne, Kid Rock, and now me. I look forward to her next one. Fingers crossed it's about my number one, Brad Pitt." Queer Eye star Tan France claims TSA pulled him out of an airport security 3 times this week because of racial profiling. The fashion designer, who is of Pakistani descent, revealed on social media that he was put through extra security checks 3 separate times while flying this week. France tweeted, "I was just told by a TSA agent it's because my name is on a list. WTF, I'm brown, but that does not mean I'm a damn security risk." He added that he's been subjected to humiliating pat-downs and bag searches just because of his race.
"The reason why I wanted to post this is so I can tag TSA. Hopefully they'll see this at some point and figure out why the they're treating me like this, because I know the answer. I know why I'm being profiled."
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, he says he knows why he's being profiled and he doesn't want this to happen to anyone else. And Ryan Reynolds released a hilarious video to promote his aviation gin, joking about how it's made.
"It begins each morning at 4 a.m. The distillers of Aviation American Gin rise to greet the new day with 4 hours of silent meditation. The citrus fruits are misted using only the tears of aviation's owner, me, Ryan Reynolds. To ensure that heavenly taste, every bottle of Aviation is ordained by the Unitarian Church of Fresno, California. And then, before it departs home, serenaded with the healing music of Sarah McLachlan."
I really want to try his gin. Not because of the commercial, but I love me some Ginny Gin Gin.
Coming up in the next Garbage, Jerry Seinfeld gives his opinion on Kevin Hart dropping out of the Oscars.
For more Garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Nick is on hold for Freak Show Friday, and you won't believe what he breeds in his house and then what he does with it. That's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.